The reading we just shared with all of you is from the reading of the day, but I thought that what had happened to Abraham was something that is very important for us to ponder as we consider our celebration of Independence Day today. And Thomas Keating says this is something called the classic double bind, which happens to people who are serious about their spiritual life. It happens to them all the time. And let me give you a little definition that Keating offers us of what a double bind is. A double bind does not consist in the choice between what is obviously good or obviously evil. That's a temptation. But of not knowing which is good or which is evil. The dilemma may arise in another form. One cannot decide which of two apparent goods is God's will. And he goes on to say one final sentence, for a delicate conscience, this causes deep trouble. So here is Abraham. He's been assured by God that he's going to receive a son, and this son is going to make him the father of many nations. And now here is the same God asking him to sacrifice his son. What is God really saying to them? Which one of these is God's will? Which one is good? Which one is evil? And this is very similar to Mary, whenever the angel came to her and said she's going to have a child, but this child's going to come out of wedlock, and she's not having any relationships with a man. How is this going to meet? Is this really God's will? Which way is it? Is she supposed to be celibate for all her life long, or is she supposed to have this child out of wedlock? She doesn't know. And so the whole point of a double bind is to cause us, and this is for people who are serious about their spiritual life, to risk God more, to trust God more. And Thomas Keating concludes his discussion about the double bind by saying this: suddenly, we will perceive in a new way all reality. Our old worldview is ended. A new relationship with God, ourselves, and other people will emerge on the new level of understanding, perception, and union with God that we have been given. Let's take all this to our situation here in our own country on this Independence Day. Let me say that our different situations we deal with, pro-life, immigration, poverty, war, foreign affairs, how we deal with all these things, it seems that we are stuck with either the answer has to be A, the Democrat way, or B, the Republican way. Could it be that God is calling us to C, or D, or E, a completely different way? It seems to me that if we stay with either A or B, somehow we are in the process of destroying ourselves as a country, that we as a people have to somehow come up with a whole new reality, whole new way of seeing things, a whole new way of seeing being in relationship with God, ourselves, and other people, and that God is trying to call us to that. Not only that for our country, but also for our church. So here we are on this Independence Day, and as we think of our country and we think of our politics, we kind of can't help it. Let's not stay with the old ways of either A or B. Let's consider C, D, or E. Let's suddenly perceive a new way of seeing reality. Our old worldview ended. A new relationship with God, ourselves, and other people emerging based on a new level of understanding, perception, and union with God and with one another. I hope all of you have a happy 4th of July.